Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Welcome back, and our guest for this half of the show is Brad King. He's the author of the book, his latest book, Dirty Diets, Exposing the Dietary Lies, Keeping You from Looking and Feeling Your Best. Brad King, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks so much for having me again, Dave.
Brad, you've written a number of books. Tell us why this one's different and, you know, what really got you into writing this one?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about this is my 11th book, and it actually, I started this book in 2010, believe it or not, and it literally took me 4 years to write. I just wanted a follow-up book to my bestseller, which was Fat Wars, and I wanted a book that would really, you know, just start to expose what's going on in the industry, because you have no idea, or maybe you do, how many people are confused out there. I mean, I receive hundreds of emails a week from people that don't know what kind of diet to follow. They don't know what to kind of program to go on. They don't know what kind of supplements to take. And they're confused because they're hearing such conflicting reports from one so-called expert to the next. And so I wanted to write a book on the science of fat loss as opposed to weight loss, because this is a weight loss industry we're in. But people never differentiate where they want weight to come from whenever they go on whatever program they're on. And we call those things fad diets or dirty little secrets, because they're short-term solutions to a lifelong problem that we know is obesity. And I wanted to explain, you know, how and why so many of us have this propensity to store the fat like we do, and then show people once and for all what they could do quite easily to actually mobilize the fat and then finally get rid of that fat, because we are designed to use fat as energy, but we literally educate our own bodies or our metabolisms to become slower, to become very sluggish, to store fat as opposed to get at that fat as an energy source. And this is why we're seeing a nation of, you know, this obesogenic society. That's what scientists are calling it right now, because we all seem to have such a susceptibility to obesity, at least the great majority of us does. But it doesn't have to be that way. And when I wrote Dirty Diets, I finished it actually from January. I took 3 months. I finished the book. I wanted to expose the dietary lies that are keeping people from looking and feeling their best. And that's exactly what I did with this book. It's chock full of research, but it is written in a very layman-friendly way. And it really does expose a lot of the lies so that, you know, people don't have to scratch their heads anymore in wonderment when they see the dial moving in the wrong direction on the bathroom scale.
Brad, before we get into, you know, some of these lies, are our bodies not meant to, you know, have that midlife spread?
Well, you know, that's like saying, to me anyway, Dave, that's like saying, well, are our eye, you know, isn't our eyesight meant to just kind of, you know, go away as we get a little older? I mean, you see a lot of people going and getting glasses because their eyesight starts to fail them. Or isn't it natural as we age for our hearing to start to go? And, you know, many of us have to go and get hearing aids. And maybe it is natural, but what is natural? I mean, let's really define what natural is. Natural is really what the majority of people start to experience, and that's what we call as natural. It's just because, you know, the majority of people in North America end up perishing at 76.7 years of age. To me, that's not a natural thing, because we have the ability to live to be over 100, but yet a lot of people would look at that and say, oh, well, that's natural, because most people end up, you know, dying, unfortunately, in their late 70s. You know, for yes, in the sense that our metabolisms slow down, the majority of people experience that so-called phenomenon, but it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to be like the majority of the population. So if you do things that oppose that reaction in the body, if you do things to hold on to muscle tissue, for instance, you'll oppose the so-called natural decline of metabolism as you go through the aging process. If you do things to allow your insulin insulin levels to function more effectively, you'll do things to oppose that so-called natural decline, because a lot of it is also controlled by our lean body mass and our blood sugar level. So if we can control that, then we can work against nature, if you will, and then we can be one of the people that are kind of outside the norm. And I like that. I don't want to be normal, because normal means I'm like everybody else.
Brad, you know, you talk about exposing dietary lies. What are the biggest ones that you've discovered that are really keeping the population fat?
Oh, well, you know, it's what the food industry does to us. It's listen, there are 17,000 foods that are introduced into the market every single year, and the great majority of those are what we call novelty foods, meaning they've really never been part of our evolutionary existence before. They're new, they're low fat, they're no fat, they're superfoods. I mean, we label these things are designed by people like psychologists. They're not designed by nutritional experts or nutritional researchers. These are marketing people. These are people that understand our senses, what governs us, what we like to look at, what we like to smell, what we like to the coloring of different things and the size of packages and all of the different effects that we put on those packages. And just to give you an idea of what that really represents, I mean, we eat a lot more of the exact same food when you just slap a sticker on it. For instance, there was a study from Cornell University a few years back where they took 250 people, they cut those people in half, and they took half that population, and they gave them a huge bowl of M&Ms. Just, we know all those beautiful little M&Ms. And they gave the other group the exact same huge bowl of M&Ms, but they just slapped this low-fat sticker on it. They weren't low-fat, but they just told people they were low-fat so they would believe it, and they ate 50% more. And this has been shown over and over again. We'll eat, on average, 50% more of these foods, sometimes up to 70% more of these foods, just by adding more variety. The human brain loves variety. We love novelty. So if you slap light or no-fat or low-fat or superfood on on an apple, for instance, people will eat more apples because the brain just wants to try to find something that's new, as if we can improve on nature, and we can't. So that's one of the biggest lies, I would say.
If people are eating all these low fat products, light products, should we not be losing weight theoretically?
Well, you would think we would, and that's why people do it. People aren't going to go and do something knowingly to harm themselves. They do it because they actually believe that they're going to be bettered from following that kind of advice. But once again, we've been lied to. We've been fooled, because the dietary industry, if you look at what happened, you go back to the 1980s when we first started, eating and embracing these low-fat and no-fat foods. The only reason we did that was because, we created that industry because our governments at the time, this started in the United States, and it started in the 1970s, and this wasn't even started by researchers. This was started by a governor in the United States that started to write the laws for the foods, of what kind of foods we could be eating. And at that time, they were trying to eradicate salmon, believe it or not, in the United States. But they did that by lowering the amount of total dietary fat. They said, hey, let's kill two birds with one stone. If we lower dietary fat, this was all based on one man's belief, a Harvard researcher, and just because of that one man's, and this was opposed by a huge percentage of the scientific community at the time, but just because of that one man's ideals, what happened was the whole government, and we believed what the government was saying, and they literally wrote this into the food guides, into the food pyramids, and all the things that we follow here in Canada and the United States. And during the time that we followed the low-fat, no-fat foods, and we lowered our dietary fat to the lowest it had been, our obesity rates skyrocketed by 60% in 10 years, And it's been skyrocketing ever since. So the fats are not the problem. The fats have never been the problem. The problem is what we did in place of those fats. And what we did was we replaced them with sugars. And it's the sugars that are stimulating the wrong hormonal control in the body. And those hormones are setting an environment for continual fat storage. And this has been proven over and over again. This is one of the major reasons we are getting fatter and fatter, is because we're actually going away from the human design. The human body is designed to eat good fats and proteins and carbohydrates that have fiber. When we get away from that, we once again send the wrong messages to the body, and the body goes into fat storage, and we leave fat where it is.
We're talking with Brad King about his book, Dirty Diets, Exposing the Dietary Lies That Are Keeping You From Looking and Feeling Your Best. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be finding out more about how you can lose weight and keep it off.